Begin the show in Mozambique. News that incumbent President Filipe Nyusi has won re-election in a predictable landslide victory has sparked divided opinions among politicians, the people and the Electoral Commission. The National Election Commission, CNE, announced Nyusi won the elections with 73% of the vote ahead of the main opposition candidate Osufo Mumade of the Renamo Party, a former rebel group.
The opposition has, however, dismissed the election as a massive fraud, claiming their supporters were highly intimidated. Joining us now is DW's Guilherme Curaya da Silva from our Portuguese Africa department, who has been closely following the elections.
Frelimo, eu não é. Frelimo, Nyusi, Frelimo.
We've just had some voices of celebrations there. Does Filipe Nyusi's victory tell us anything, da Silva?
Well, Frelimo, the ruling party, is certainly in party mode. They are very happy with the results. He won this year with 73% of the votes, and in 2014 it was 57%. So, yes, many reasons for Frelimo to celebrate these results. The opposition is not happy at all with this election. And they are accusing the police, for instance, of arresting their delegates at polling stations. They are also accusing Frelimo of carrying ballot boxes and votes outside of the system, so to speak. And by the way, it's not only the opposition saying that, it's also the civil society organizations in Mozambique that were observing these elections and that are now saying that these elections were not fair, were not free, and were not transparent.
Thanks for bringing that in, because we just want to hear from Fernando Mazanga, an Electoral Commission member.
Today we are witnessing here a national shame. The results that was announced by the president of the National Election Commission do not reflect the truth. It can be said that everything was done in secret because the eight members were not there.
Those were the statements of Fernando Mazanga, an Electoral Commission member in Mozambique. What is the way forward now for the opposition, who have said they don't recognize this election result?
The first thing they are going to try is to ask to scratch these results, basically, and call for new elections. And then following that, that is the first step. But what we also have to think about is also climate in Mozambique right now. There is a climate of intimidation, something that was there with an election observer that was killed in the Gaza province in the south, presumably by members of a special unit of the police. And also after the election, two people that were killed and several that were injured in Nacalaporto by the police.
I was talking there to my colleague from the DW Portuguese Africa Department, Guilherme Curaya da Silva.
And on our DW.